This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When Shireen Ebadi was named this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, it came as a shock to most people in her native Iran. Now many are hoping it will reinvigorate an increasingly moribund reform movement led by President Mohammad Khatami. He and his reformist allies in parliament face entrenched opposition from a group of powerful Muslim clergymen. As a result, they have fulfilled few of their promises of greater political and social freedom. Kate Seeley visited the Iranian capital of Tehran, and she filed this report.
Inside an auditorium here, an overflow crowd of admirers hails the first Muslim woman to win a Nobel Peace Prize, with poems, songs, and tears of pride. Shireen Ebadi, a gutsy lawyer, has been fighting for the rights of women, children, and political prisoners in Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. She's been pushing for greater freedom and democracy in a state ruled by hardline clerics. Ebadi says international recognition of her work will help breathe new life and hope into a dispirited reform movement.
The prize will give more confidence to people who support democracy and human rights. More people will want to join the struggle, and whenever a majority demands change, change will happen.
Many Iranians are deeply disappointed by what they see as the defeat of the reform movement. Millions flocked to the polls in 1997 and again in 2001 to elect President Khatami. The president and his allies in parliament promised the rule of law, a civil society, and greater democracy. But little has been achieved. Reformists managed to secure a few social freedoms. Women's veils are getting skimpier. Boys and girls can hold hands in public. But they fail to erode the ultimate power of the unelected clerics who control key state institutions. Hamid Reza Jalipur says reformists like himself faced a determined opposition ready to use all means to stay in power.
The hardliners in Iran, they are very powerful. They equipped with a secret state. And through these secret state instruments, try to block everything.
A publisher, Jalipur, has had 8 of his newspapers shut down by Iran's conservative judiciary, some for allegedly insulting Islam. Scores of pro-democracy activists have been arrested and intimidated. Student protests in June were put down violently, and thousands were thrown in jail. Although the crackdown was ordered by the hardliners, student anger was directed at President Khatami. He was brought to power largely by young voters in a nation where more than two-thirds of the people are under the age of 30. Today, many say they feel betrayed by the president. This 27-year-old teacher, who wouldn't give his name, says the reformists didn't fight hard enough for change.
Reformists are, I can say, weak people. They are not actually believer enough, if I can say. They don't believe in what they say, and you cannot trust them.
The teacher says he's so disenchanted he won't vote in this February's parliamentary elections. Analysts believe he'll be one of many who'll stay away from the polls in protest. Amir Mohibian, political editor of the conservative newspaper Risalat, says that could lead to a conservative majority in parliament. He says it would be a welcome change. Mohibian complains that infighting between the reformists and conservatives has led to a political deadlock.
The conservatives will continue a reform agenda. They'll work to meet the needs of the people, but they will be more effective because power won't be divided.
Reformists say such talk is pure sloganeering. They say a conservative parliament would be bad for Iran's future. But political analyst Hadi Samati has a more optimistic view.
Even if the conservatives win, I'm not all that sure that things could go back. Things have gone in a direction that could not be reversed.
Samati says many Iranians now openly demand individual and human rights, a free press, and government reform and accountability. That trend, says Samati, will only grow.
The demands that exist in the society by and large are the most powerful weapons for social change and changes that are taking place.
Some fear more clashes in the future if Iran's conservatives don't meet society's demands soon enough. Activists like Shireen Ebadi have appealed to young people to shun violence. One revolution in a generation, they say, is enough. This time they hope change in Iran will come peacefully. Kate Seeley, NPR News.